You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
What's up, y'all? Happy weekend. Time for some best bits. Before we get into it, though, make sure y'all check out part one and part three this weekend. It's with Abby. We gave some dating updates. We answered all y'all's listener questions that you submitted on Instagram. And we also talked about my 30th birthday celebration and how it went while she stayed at my house with Hazel and Remy, when she's not a huge fan of cats. So a lot of good stuff over there. But for now, let's dive into the bits. Woohoo! The Bobby Bones Show recommends TV shows. So everybody brought a show that they've been watching, and all of these are new ones and on all kinds of streaming services. So you probably have at least one of these. And I suggest a binge of just about all of them, because I think I've seen most and they're pretty solid. I need to check one more out, but all really good recommendations here.
Number seven.
All right, Bobby Bones Show recommends something to watch. Okay, everybody go around the room and recommend something to watch. Eddie.
I watched Beckham. It's the documentary on Netflix about David Beckham. I thought it was going to be more about the Beckhams, like Posh Spice and David, but it's more about David's career and all that.
That's very sports?
No, because
I need a new sport, because I told you I'm sad about Arkansas.
Right. Hey, so yeah. Football.
Yeah.
You can do that. But it's interesting. Like, living in America, I don't think we realize how important David Beckham was to his country and to Europe in general. Pretty amazing. And so his story is crazy. But a few things I learned about him is that he kind of a selfish dude. Huh? Like, kind of a selfish guy.
Kind of like, have to be a superstar.
Yeah.
But what do you mean selfish? Like, he wouldn't give hungry kids a bite of his taco?
No.
Like, so when he got married to Victoria and all that, like, he kept changing teams, and like, she would be having babies and he'd be like, I'm moving to Madrid, I'm moving to Milan, I'm moving to America.
She also knows who she's married
and to. And she was like, what the crap? I'm having a baby. Like, chill. And he's like, nah, gotta go.
I don't feel like that's selfish. I feel like setting up their life for the rest of their life.
And here's another thing I learned. Like, man, the British soccer fans are brutal.
Yeah, they're crazy.
Like, they were mean to him. Yeah. But then at the end of the documentary, I'm like, do I feel bad for David Beckham? Because he kind of has it all. Like, I know he got bullied a lot by his fans and all that stuff, but like, yeah, pretty good.
Who do you feel worse for, David Beckham or like Mac Jones for the Patriots? Ooh, it's Mac, a bit of that happening, right? But bigger scale.
What's going on with Mac?
Quarterback of the Patriots sucks, but the team sucks. And it's just dramatic now because he sucks.
But Beckham, the documentary is really good.
Okay, thank you, Eddie. Is it one episode or a series?
It's a series. I think it's four episodes.
Hey, Abby, would you come to the microphone?
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show recommends something to watch. What did you watch?
So it came out in 2016 on Hulu, but it's called 11-22-63, and that's the date JFK was assassinated.
11-22-63.
Yeah, and so this guy goes back in time to the 60s to try to stop it and, like, solve who did it and all that. Like, it is crazy.
I'm watching this.
I could not stop watching it.
What artist goes 11-22-63?
I didn't know who that was.
I don't know, man.
I thought you were just making it up.
No, it's a song, and it goes 11-22-63. It's like it yells a date or something. Who the heck is that? It's like a hip hop artist. I don't know why that's in my head. 22-63. Oh, man, we're all going to go crazy.
No idea.
Because I'm going to go crazy if we don't figure this out.
What's the name of this, this show?
What, he just...
Who cares?
11,
yours.
11.
Oh, yeah, here, you can remember like this. 11, 22, 63.
Okay.
Yeah. So good, you have to watch it.
That does sound good.
Yeah, oh, and it's like...
Is it Sublime?
No.
April
29th, 1993. Yeah,
that's
Miami.
No, it's an artist. It's an artist who does it. It's like a... It's a rapper.
Yeah, no,
man. Oh, my gosh, I tip my tongue. Anyway.
Yes.
Caitlin will know. 22, 23. I'm going to drive everybody crazy until I get it. Let me ask. Hello, can you help me? What's the, whatever the artist in a song, he does like a melody like that. Like a rapper. 23, 69. All right, thank you. Let me know. Thanks. It's not, like, it's not Drake.
You're going to be like, I'm busy. Like,
oh, I know. I know. Oh.
Is this a bit?
Yes. Okay, thank you, Abby.
Yeah.
All right, let's go over and check in with Morgan number two. What do you got?
It's a show called Lioness on Paramount Plus, and we've got Zoe Saldana and Nicole Kidman in it. I know, I pronounced that wrong. But it's really good. It's like a about a special ops team in this Lioness program where they basically send somebody in to be like a spy under this big action thing that happens.
I did commercials for Paramount Plus because I had Paramount Plus, and that was one of the shows that I mentioned. Hey, you should check this out.
It's
oh, that's
good.
Cool.
Oh, it's so good.
Zoe Saldana.
Yeah.
Zoe Saldana. I looked it up. But it's, so it's good, huh?
Yeah, it was really good. Like, I binged it in one day. That's how good it was.
Wow. How many episodes did you watch?
I think there's 8.
Wow.
Whoa. Oh, that must be nice.
Wow. That's great. 25, 60. I got to get that, whatever that is. 92. Okay. Lunchbox, do you have anything?
Yeah.
Go.
Big Brother. Let me tell you, great seasons. No, it's a great season of Big Brother. They made a twist where one of them in the house is a mom and a son, and no one knows. So a mom and a son are in the house, and they can't let anybody know, or else they're going to get voted out immediately. Dude, you want to talk about drama, them trying to hide it and not show that they, you know, like they can't hug and kiss and be like, oh, love you, mom. Night, mom. It's just you get to act like they're a random stranger. How hard would
that
be?
That's crazy. Finally, mine is called Invasion. It's on Apple TV Plus. My wife's like, we should watch this show called Invasion. And I'm like, aliens? Sign me up. I start to get turned on. Aliens? And so really, it's about what happens to the world as aliens invade. It's not like the Will Smith movies where they're fighting all the aliens. And like the first 5 or 6 episodes, and it's literally about how everybody's reacting to it. So it's very much a sociology type thing until later. There's some real dramatic stuff happening now later in the first season, but they just started a second season, and that's why she figured out about it. It's crazy.
So we don't fight them?
Where I am now, I don't want to spoil too much. Because at first, I just thought it was only the sociology of how people would react in groups in different parts of the world when aliens invaded.
I would think that too.
But it is good. Earth is visited by an alien species that threatens humanity's existence. Events unfold in real time through the eyes of 5 ordinary people across the globe as they struggle to make sense of the chaos unraveling around them. 22 aliens! Here we go.
We found it. 17:30.
Betty Wap. You know who told me, Caitlin? Hold on, Ray. Will you turn that? Hold on. Turn that down. Here's Caitlin's message.
Are you talking about like 17:38? Hey, I'm like, hey, what's up? Hello. That is Betty Wap.
Betty Wap.
But that's not the date. 17:38.
Yeah. I didn't know the date. It was a melody of the numbers. I knew she had me. 17:38. Our Abby show was called
11:22.
All right, thank you. That's stuff we recommended, and the show is drunk. All right, thank you.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Everybody has a little bit of nerd in them, and we all admitted the thing we are most nerdy about. This is the Nerdiest Things segment.
Number 6.
All right, healthy super fans or super dorks? They're Costco super fans who have traveled over 220,000 miles. They've visited over 200 Costco warehouses. They've done them all here in the States and in 14 countries total. They love the mega store. Now, I'm going to read you this story, but I'm going to ask you what's the nerdiest thing that you do. I don't think it's going to be as nerdy as this. I can appreciate if they love doing it. Good for them. But in the last 7 years, David and Susan Schwartz have went to visit over all these Costcos. Wow. I mean, hundreds of Costco stores that they've been to. Well, what's the difference?
Nothing.
Yeah, they're all kind of the same.
Yeah.
They said we went to Paris and didn't visit a single museum, just Costco.
No.
Our friends really struggled to understand that. They went on a 1,582-mile road trip from New York to Omaha to see the Omaha store.
Oh, my gosh.
When they checked off their final Costco in Ohio, they gave him a big old cake saying, congratulations, you did all of America.
Cool.
He is a former investment banker, and he was just kind of like, what do I want to do? I love Costco, so let me go drive around and see them all. Maybe I'll write something about it. But yeah, so that's it. They're seeing the Costcos. So healthy super fans or super dorks?
Super dorks. I mean, this is the dorkiest of dorks. They've wasted so much money traveling to Costco's when they are literally almost all the same and they got a cake. I mean, the fact that they said, oh, our friends don't understand, the fact they have friends is shocking.
That to you
super
is the shocking part.
Dorks.
Would you go to and think it was fun to do every Major League Baseball stadium?
Yes.
Okay, I would say that's the same.
But they're all different. No, they're all every Major League Baseball stadium.
Well, they all have the
different
bases that are exactly the same distance.
No, no.
They all play by the same exact rules.
No.
Just like every store is gonna be built the same dimensions.
They probably sell hot dogs there.
Yeah, they're very similar.
No.
I think going to all the Costco's to me feels lame, but I can't really say it's super dork if I'm not gonna call myself a super dork.
Yeah, but also for Lunchbox, I mean, he would travel the U.S. visiting all the real world homes.
And he waited hours to meet a pregnant teenager.
Yeah. No, she was not pregnant. She already had a kid.
She was a teen mom, though. She was famous because she was a pregnant teen.
How long did you wait?
Hour and a half.
So, what's the nerdiest thing you do, Amy?
Bird bingo.
What?
Bird bingo.
You have bingo cards with birds on them?
Yeah,
so if
I mean,
you see one, you put a
I love it. Who are you playing against?
I mark through it. So I have a laminated thing, and then I have like a dry erase marker, so that way you can start over like once you've finished and when you see the birds. Because sometimes I have regular visitors at my feeder, and I have others. Like just this week, an owl showed up in my backyard. I haven't been
bingo!
I've never been able to cross off an owl in my yard. It's bird bingo in my yard, not just, you know, if I'm hiking in the park, I don't get to cross anything off, but barred owl, check.
That's
this
good.
Week.
Yeah. Eddie?
That's cool, Amy. Man, okay, so I spend a lot of time on Google Earth, so I watch old black and white movies, and then I find out where they were shot. And then I go to that location on Google Earth to see if anything's changed. Sometimes the buildings are still there and like, that's crazy. And then you move the Google Earth camera to match what's on the TV screen and I pause the TV screen and like, that's really cool.
That's so dorky. I love it. That's awesome. Lunchbox?
Oh, man, I'm going to admit this. I keep my stats for my soccer games.
Your adult rec league soccer games? That is awesome.
You keep them where?
I just write them down like on a piece of paper when I get home, and I'm like, all right, 2 goals scored, 1 assist, and however many minutes played.
That's hilarious.
Amy, why'd you turn your chair away from him? Are you cringing?
I love it. I love it. But I'm like, how many minutes played? Like, have you ever had to go home and be like, 1 minute?
No. No.
Oh, okay, what's the lowest?
Oh, 20 minutes.
I don't think he would go play the game if they didn't tell him.
Yeah,
in
1 minute, it wouldn't even be worth my time. No. So I just keep the stats, and at the end of the season, I look at them like, oh, man, you had a pretty good season. And I throw it in the trash. And then next
upload
season,
them.
You should keep it in a binder.
You should do a diary.
Yeah. I start,
dear diary, made a goal at the 340 mark.
Hey.
It felt good.
You have a little diary now. I don't know if you want me to ask about it. I don't know. I didn't mean to ask about it right now, but you have something you're writing in lately. I've never seen it before.
Yeah, I saw that.
This?
Yeah.
I keep so many notes on things here at the desk.
That's new.
So I keep notes on everything. I write notes. I put them on my phone. I just needed a different place for a different set of notes.
I like it. That's what I do. Notes. See, notes.
Those are scribbles. I have daily things I need to accomplish in my phone that I check every day. I have things during the show that I need to talk about or do. And this is other creative projects that I'm working on here.
All right. When I walked in your office the other day, you were writing that. And I was like, oh, is he journaling? I didn't know.
I think Amy's amazing. That's funny, Lunch.
Yeah.
If it was one of us doing it, though, you'd make fun of us.
For sure.
That's why I never admitted it.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Morgan, do you have anything?
Yeah, so every Thursday night when there's a Marvel movie releasing, I go to the premiere. Like, ever since I binge-watched the first part of it, now I have not missed a single Marvel movie premiere on
Thursday
night. You
have been a big Marvel person. Like, like, you're a little too normal to be that into it.
Oh, no, and I love it. And I've dressed up as multiple of the characters.
Not a bad thing. I just don't assume people that have good balance in their life really get that into stuff. And you're dedicated to that. That's cool.
I
like it. Because, again, you're not hurting anybody. It's fun.
Yeah.
I like them going to all the Costco's. They're super fans. They're not hurting anybody. They're enjoying their life. They know what it's all about. One of mine's similar to Eddie's. I'll go on deep dives of every 90s sitcom person in the history of sitcoms. And I'll read their whole Wikipedia. I'll go search their Instagram, see what they're up to now, or if they're dead. So I do that. I think that's why I know everybody's name that was in a show. But probably the nerdiest thing is I've followed football and basketball recruiting rankings with all high school kids.
That's crazy.
Starting in 10th grade.
10th grade?
I mean, like, you want to get ahead of it.
Your junior year from 10th to 11th grade, you get your first rating. And so I'll follow them. I subscribe to two services.
You following some now?
I don't follow them on Instagram.
No, that's
but I like follow and see where they go.
You ever go to their games or anything? Like if they're in town?
Listen, I don't want. No, I don't. But I'm not saying I'm too. It just already feels weird because I'm following what 16, 17, 18 year old kids are doing with their life.
Yeah, but somebody's doing that for a job.
I know it's not my job. Okay, like I'm paying two different services to do it just to see where they're going. So that's probably it. Now when borders, it's not creepy.
It's not. No.
But I'm just really invested.
If you follow them on Instagram, that'd be creepy.
I'm not. I don't follow a single one of them. That's right.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
I just want y'all to listen here real quick and say that I had no idea that this was all happening. I had just prepped a story because I was trying to make Lunchbox happy by getting him a Titans box. And then he turns around and tries to drop some really mean tea on me. I mean, like, what are we doing? First of all, if it was what he thought it was, why he called me out like that? You're about to hear it all go down right now.
Number 5.
I mean, I need your advice on how to handle the situation because we have somebody on the show who wants to do something nice for somebody else on the show. But then we have somebody else on the show, that person who wants to do something not nice to the person that was going to do something nice to them without knowing of each other's motives.
Okay. So what do you need me to?
I don't know. I need you to help me. Because okay, so look, so Morgan wants to do something nice for Lunchbox.
Right.
Oh. Lunchbox has something he wants to do that's not nice for Morgan.
Okay.
And they don't know about each other's.
Okay. Well, I just you.
Do you want to do Morgan's first?
I feel like we just let this play out. However, huh. I mean, okay. And then but Morgan has every right to take back. She can do take back.
Oh,
I like it.
Yes. Yes.
So like she can do it first, and then Lunchbox can do his thing, and then she can decide
his thing.
Morgan,
yeah.
You go first. You want to do something nice for Lunchbox. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, he came on here and he said, I'm not a team player because I didn't get him a free Titans box that has some merch in it.
2 years in a row.
Tennessee Titans, the football, they send like jackets and hoodies and stuff. It's awesome. You did not get one.
Did not get one 2 years in a row.
But, I mean, nobody got one except for Morgan and myself.
Exactly. But whenever stuff comes to the studio, Scoob is like, oh, this person got left off the list. And they hit up the people and be like, just so you know, these are all the people on the show. Yeah.
So, that being said, Morgan, what did you do?
So I went to my guy, Nate, at the Titans, and I said, hey, listen, Lunchbox has been crying about not getting his own box. Is there any way you can send one up here? And you know what? He did.
So there's one for him. And it's good stuff. There's a jacket, a hoodie.
Yeah, there's some real good stuff.
That is what I'm talking about.
Yes. Is there a catch?
Well, I was going to make him have to give everybody on the show one compliment in order to receive the box. So
a sincere compliment?
Yeah, like a genuine compliment. Everybody has to have one.
Okay. Lunchbox, you need to compliment everybody in the room here.
Can you do that?
Sincere. And if you feel like it's a joke at all, Morgan, don't give him the box.
All right. I will do that.
Amy first.
Amy is a good mom.
Thank you.
Wow.
There you go.
Okay, we're starting strong.
Good job, Eddie.
Yeah. Eddie's a good editor.
Well, thank you. Thanks. Okay. I can edit.
He does.
Let's try a take two on that one.
Yeah, try to be, it's a little more personal.
Yeah.
Eddie's a good Hispanic.
That'll work.
No, but that's not, that's data, as Amy says.
Eddie's good at breathing.
Yeah. Go ahead.
try hard, dude. You can do this.
Eddie is now reliable. Bobby's turned him into reliable, like he shows up.
Now reliable. I thought now he said reliable. Not reliable.
No, Morgan, that's not.
He is now.
That's a compliment.
He said,
I mean, it's like 80%. You said now, or you could have just said he's reliable.
Yeah.
You give it to him?
We'll circle back.
Okay, we'll circle back on that one. Mike D.
Mike D.
is reliable.
Is reliable. Yeah.
You can't use the same one for
you
everybody.
You said that didn't count for Eddie.
You can do a different one?
Well, she said I couldn't use that one.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
But
I just said Mike D is reliable.
You can't waste it.
Yeah, I got to use
it.
You
really feel that way?
I mean, he is.
Why?
Like whenever he had something to do, he's there.
Okay.
Okay, we'll take it.
Morgan.
Morgan has a good personality.
Yeah.
Okay. Pretty wide, but all right. Okay.
Me.
Bobby's a go-getter.
Reliable.
Look at him when you're talking.
Go-getter.
The best part is he's just using like one word.
Right. That, and he keeps looking down when he says it.
No, like, I look at Morgan to see if she's.
You can't look at the person.
I got to look at Morgan once I say it to see what she says.
Is go-getter acceptable?
Do you feel complimented?
No.
Okay.
What do you mean?
You need another one, Lunchbox.
That doesn't even mean. It's just.
You're a go-getter. You see something you want it, you go get it. That's a go-getter.
True. You could say Bobby is very hardworking.
No, don't give him.
But
don't give him.
Being a
go-getter.
But that's a go-getter.
No, I'm just trying to help you in how you give compliments.
Can you give me a different one?
Sincere. I did.
No,
I said go-getter.
No, a different one.
Guys, be kind. This is hard for me.
I know.
Real hard.
This is why I did it.
Bobby is talented.
Yeah, he is.
Okay. You know what?
Do you feel complimented?
Okay. That's I just feel like I want to get off this part. Okay, let's go back to Eddie.
Eddie can cook a good chicken.
That's true. That's, okay. That's a good compliment.
All right, that was good.
Thank okay, you, let's give Lunchbox his box.
Whoa!
Okay. Now, Lunchbox.
Oh, my goodness.
Before you open the box.
Let me open that sucker.
Before you open the box, I think we should go and let you see what you were going to do with Morgan.
Oh, yeah.
But the problem is, Morgan, I don't even know if I felt comfortable with him saying it.
Oh, no.
It's one of those where I have to, like, I feel like I should run it by her. Because Lunchbox has, he doesn't care. He'll just say whatever, which we love him for. But also...
What is it? What's
come
the,
here.
What is
come here. Let me show you a piece of paper. Lunchbox wants to spill the tea on Morgan and say he saw something.
Here we go.
Oh, boy.
Oh. I know what it is. I know what this is. Oh, I know what this is.
Okay. Do you think he can say it, Amy?
Yes, Amy, yes.
Okay, I think he can say it, and I have my reasons
okay.
why.
Okay, I'll tell you Amy why. Says yes.
The reason
go.
Why.
Yeah,
no, let him say
I'm,
it.
I'm just going to say, happy birthday to Morgan. I am so impressed that you celebrated your 30th birthday in style.
Oh, thank you.
And I mean talking hickey style. I mean, she comes back from California, and she thinks, oh, I'm in Cali, I'm drunk, I can make out with some random dude, and no one will ever know. Only problem is he got a little sucky on her what? Neck, and next thing you know, it's like, uh-oh, I got a Cali hickey.
Hickey alert. That's what he said.
Hickey alert. Hickey alert. And okay. I got photo evidence of the hick.
He
on
sent
the
it to
neck.
Me last night. Yeah. Morgan, what do you want to say about this?
Okay, I would like to say I do have something on my neck. What? That it's a burn. Oh, I literally burnt myself with a curling iron.
Every girl would say that. Every girl says, oh, it's a burn. You want to know why?
Lunchbox.
Because they never admit it's a hick.
Lunchbox. I would like to, you know what, here.
I see one hick in an A on her neck.
This is also now the second time he has done this. And you said last time that if he brings a spill the tea that is not accurate, he gets the pillory.
No, that's not how it works.
It is. That's not accurate. She didn't have a hickey.
Well, yeah, because
she also just gave you a box.
Prove it. Prove that it's not a hickey.
She just did.
Literally, you can look at it. There's a blister.
Burn the other side of your neck and see if it matches.
Let's do it.
Morgan, do you want him to keep the box?
Let me
look in this
box.
He can keep the box if he goes in the pillory.
Let me look.
That's a good rule.
It's good stuff. You can keep the box if you go in the pillory. What do you want to do?
I'm keeping the box.
Okay, then go in the pillory.
Pillory later?
Yep, he has to.
All right, there he is.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Y'all remember last week when Amy talked about her friend and a situation she's been dealing with her boyfriend, who she feels really isn't working much when he's working from home. Well, that boyfriend called in to defend himself after hearing that hit the radio, and he was like, dang, I think that's about me. Confirmed it was. He called in. So now we have two sides to this story.
Number four.
What's hilarious is right when we were going on the air, Amy goes, I never thought he would hear this.
I didn't.
Yeah. So
And I never said his name. Yeah. I just didn't think he'd get back. But
we're about to talk to Brett. But Amy, would you like to just tell the version? Give me the 15-second version of the story that you told. And don't hold back because you know he's on the phone.
I won't. My friend came to me and she's like, hey, I randomly had to work from home. Never seen Brett work from home before. She's like, so now I was at home and I see him. He watches movies all day, eats cereal, and goes and plays football with his friends.
And that she was like less attracted to him. Yeah.
She just thought he was more of a hustler. Yeah.
Don't soften it because he's on the phone.
Because he's an entrepreneur. She thought he was out getting more business.
And us here on the show, us dudes, were like, you can't judge the guy by this. Who knows what his process is?
Correct.
To his success. Right. Only judge him based on the final product. Not based on how he does it.
Right.
If he's figured out a way to make a lot of money by sitting at home watching movies, then that's it. That's what it's all about.
She's jealous.
See, you guys are thinking about it different than I am. I'm thinking
this is my hero.
If this okay. If what he's doing is allowing him to get in a space creatively to make and be successful, I'm into it. I get it. Everybody has their process. But we have Brett on the phone now. Hey, Brett, whenever you hear about this, how does it come to you that Amy has talked about this on the show?
It's a huge exaggeration.
Yeah. We thought so. Who told you about this?
I was actually just listening to the show one day. And
shoot. He heard it himself.
Okay, I didn't
know. And I heard it.
Did you know it was you as soon as she started talking?
Yeah, I knew it was me. Absolutely.
And oh, boy. As you're hearing it, what are you thinking? Are you thinking that Amy is telling a story that maybe she's not got the facts right, or that your partner has told Amy a story that the facts aren't right?
Oh, I definitely thought that my partner told the story without the facts being right, for sure.
And what did she mess up, do you think?
Well, there's a few things. First of all, a lot of the stuff that she likes to tell are huge exaggerations. One of which being that I just watch movies all day. I don't watch movies all day. I like to have background noise on. I don't like to sit in a dead quiet area when I'm doing stuff. I like to have background noise.
Boom.
So I'll turn on a movie that I've seen 100 times so I don't have to pay attention to it, but I can kind of still have that background noise on.
While you're working?
Yeah. I mean, I could be on the computer doing stuff or fulfilling orders or whatever it is and have something going on. It's kind of like having music on in the background.
Amen.
Movies.
We felt that. And Amy, what movie did you say he was watching? Just because it was funny, I remember. Go ahead.
Okay, there was Pirates of the Caribbean, Jaws, and Looney Tunes.
That's awesome.
Okay, well, I can explain that one, too. Jaws and Pirates of the Caribbean, I'll kind of get on whatever streaming service I'm on, and if I see something that I like or that I haven't seen in a while that's a classic, I'll definitely turn it on. The Looney Tunes thing is a huge exaggeration. So, when after a movie ends, it'll pop up different suggestions or whatever.
Boy, do I ever.
Kind of random. Mm-hmm. And so that's what popped up when she came in. It was like Woody the Woodpecker or something. Oh, yeah. She was like, why are you watching Woody the Woodpecker? I said, I'm not. It's just on after the movie I was watching.
Did she express to you that she was disappointed by your daily activities, or did she just go to Amy and then Amy put it out to America?
No, she tells me that all the time. She's just jealous of my schedule, mm-hmm. that she doesn't have the schedule that I have, that I can, sit at home and fulfill orders and take care of business at home and have movies on.
Would you define her as a hater?
Nah, I wouldn't say. Well,
yeah, I would, yeah.
Okay, but what about football?
Okay, Amy wants to know why you play football in the middle of the day.
Oh, yeah, okay, football does not happen in the middle of the day. We play on Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 a.m.
Oh, that's like working out before your job.
It's like we get 3 miles of running in while we play. It's like ultimate frisbee, but with a football.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we run about 3 miles before 7 a.m., and then everybody goes to their jobs. But so we're not just picking up in the middle of the afternoon and going playing football.
I'm sorry he cares about his fitness.
Which still would be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
We just do it early. But so I need to go back to the watching movies And this is where I was like, I knew this was me when I heard that. But to be fair, there was 4 days in a row that I know for a fact that she did nothing at work but watch Elvis documentaries. She would call me crying because she was so sad about Elvis dying, and she had been watching Elvis documentaries all day at work.
Dang.
Wow.
So she's passionate. No.
Okay.
Now are you guys still together?
But I'm the bad guy for watching Pirates of the Caribbean.
You're the bad guy for working hard, keeping some background noise on, keeping yourself sane. Did you guys get into an argument about this after it was on the air?
No, not really.
I heard y'all did. But maybe it's an exaggeration.
It wasn't really an argument. I was more so like, I know that you're talking about me and you're exaggerating stuff to make it seem a lot worse than what it actually is.
Sounds like a hardworking guy. All I know, when I hear somebody that works hard and loves what they do and loves their partner, that's what it sounds like. I can feel it from the texture in his voice.
Pretty much. But, well, my schedule's made up to where I can get my work done, as quick as I want to. So I'm able to, like I said, get orders fulfilled, get orders sent out, all of that good stuff, and then I might have a couple hours of free time where I can run around and do
watch
stuff,
Woody the Woodpecker,
whatever he wants.
Yes.
Well, Brett, we were always on your side.
That's right.
We knew something was fishy with that story. You don't get successful by woodpeckering all day. Maybe if you need a little woodpecker, get it. But still, it's to only get you set up for the rest of the day. But thank you, Brett, for calling in and setting us straight.
Yeah, okay.
No problem. I appreciate that.
Sorry, Brett.
I'm just glad I got to clear my name.
Me too.
Yeah.
I've really been thinking about it.
Oh, man.
All right, there he is, Brett.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Amy, what do you want to say now?
I'm glad.
Sorry.
Hey, I like
NPR just wrote in and said Amy is factually inaccurate about this story.
I received the story and she said yes, I could talk about it because I thought maybe others could relate to this type of story. But what we learned from this, it's important to always gather things from both sides. Because there's like your truth, her truth, and then in the middle there's the truth.
No, I feel like his truth is the truth. Mm. Yeah. All right, we're gonna play this. This is Dierks Bentley. I just love when things are set straight.
4 days watching Elvis documentaries
at work.
Love
it. Dierks Bentley's on now.
That's an exaggeration.
Thank you, Ray. Shut us off.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
We got an update on Lunchbox's palette investment. Well, it's the show's investment, but it's Lunchbox who wanted the show to go in on this. And first it wasn't good news, and now it's good news. Guys, I don't really know what's happening. This palette stuff is a tricky business, hence why I never personally invested in it with Lunchbox because I knew it was going to be kind of a mess, but now I may have FOMO. It's a lot of feelings here. So here's the very latest on everything about the palette investment.
Number three.
Like 30 seconds to reset this segment. We were all pitching ideas for us to do funny little investments so we could sell it back. For example, I saw another one where Michael Jackson's Pepsi jacket from 1984 is going up on the auction block. And they think it'll get $460,000.
Wow.
So it's like pop culture memorabilia stuff. We were like, let's buy something all with our money together. That story's from TMZ, by the way. So Lunchbox goes, we should buy a pallet. And we're like, of what? He says, it's all returns from Amazon. And you don't even know what's in it, but you buy it. Then you try to sell them back individually and make money.
Sounds awesome.
And I'm like, that sounds so fun. So he gets $80 from all of us. And then we find out he doesn't even know what he's talking about.
No, that's not accurate.
You said we had to have insurance. You said we had to have a license.
There are some places that won't sell to you unless you have a reseller's license, a business license.
But you presented that to us like that was the place we were trying to go to.
Well, that's where I had been doing research, and so I was trying to find a new place.
Yes, that's my point. So, okay, I can't. So
did he find a new place?
Right, now that's the bit, right?
Come on.
That's what we've been trying to do. He still has our money. What's the latest news?
Guys, I have been calling places, emailing places, hitting the pavement running. You know what I mean? Pounding on doors like an entrepreneur.
I think pounding the pavement and hitting the ground running are the two, but I like how you combined it. That's good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like you're an entrepreneur, you got to grind. And that is what I did. And I got a hold of a place called Wholesale Pallet Outlet. And I called them and I got to talk to the owner, Matt.
Where is this place?
It's about 35, 40 minutes from here.
So it is local?
Yes.
Okay. Can we play the clip? Did he clear it?
Oh, he cleared it, man.
Okay. Here is a place called
Wholesale Pallet Outlet in Lebanon, Tennessee.
But do they just sell pallets with nothing on it?
No, no, no. They sell pallets of stuff.
Okay, here we go.
Thank you for calling Wholesale Pallets. How can I help you?
Yes, man. I got a question for you. I am trying to do some research. So can I just show up and buy a pallet?
Yes.
So I raised $525 from my coworkers. What type of pallet can I get for $525?
There's a wide selection of pallets from several stores in the area. Cracker Barrel, Walmart, Amazon. They range from probably $295 all the way up to $1,000 or higher. Most of them are in the range of $400 to $600.
If I come, will I be able to fit the pallet in the back of a pickup truck, or do you deliver them? And do I just show up and it's like a normal like Walmart and it's open from 9 to 5?
Yeah, it's open to the public. You can come in. No appointments or anything like that required. And all the pallets, for the most part, do fit in the back of a standard pickup.
What kind of items can I get in these pallets? Are we talking like used underwear, or are we talking like high price items like vacuum cleaners, TVs, power tools?
Literally anything that's sold at that store. So generally the way that it's broken down is we'll say we have a pallet of Amazon mediums. Basically what that means is that you will get a pallet full of Amazon merchandise of approximately medium size. And yes, that could be a TV. It could be a camera. It
Whoa!
Could be,
yeah!
None of that is guaranteed. Yeah. But that's what makes it fun. Every box is always kind of like Christmas.
Dude, this sounds amazing. We are going to come get a pallet, maybe two pallets, and we are ready to make that money, money, money.
So my question is, how do we know they haven't looked through them already?
He said they did not look through them.
Well, then, what's your source? Trust me, bro.
You got to trust me.
I mean, listen, Matt sounded like an honest dude. And he said, look, what we do is we buy a trailer full. And they just put them out on the floor. They take them straight from the semi.
Well, that's the business, buying the pallets and reselling them.
Yes, yeah. Right?
Being the middle guy.
Golly.
And that's what I asked him. I said, so what do? Pay $50 for a pallet and then sell it for $500? He goes, we're not allowed to disclose that.
Exactly.
But he said, I pay more than $50.
That's pretty cool. Okay, so now we can go get one.
So now we can get one. But he said two could fit in the back of a pickup truck.
Here's the issue.
Do we want to get two?
You've strung us along and held our money hostage. So it doesn't feel good.
But do we want to get two now?
Kinda, yeah. But
yeah,
I want to get a bigger one.
Oh.
So like $1,000?
Why can't
one?
We just do what we already committed to?
I know.
He just starters.
I mean, I know. I just a glutton for punishment because he just gets excited, so I get excited.
Yeah. I mean, Matt did say it's like Christmas.
Well, my dog, like I start to, if I go, I'm like, woo, my dog gets excited because he just sees me doing it. Like, that's me and Lunchbox.
Yes, and this guy said we can follow the Facebook page, and that's when we can tell when they get new shipments. But they have them all the time, but sometimes they get a truck on Tuesday, and that's when you get the brand new ones.
Wow.
So do we want to buy two?
No, let's just buy one. Ugh. Eddie's the voice of reason.
Oh, thank you. And what store are we going with? Cracker Barrel? What are we doing?
We don't know the options, so Lunchbox is going to have to go out there.
Oh, I know what we're getting. I've been doing research, guys.
But you don't get to decide. It's a group. We all have the same amount of money in.
I understand. But I believe we want Amazon medium. Because if you do...
Because he said that in that call? That's literally the research? You listen back to it?
No, no. Like, if you get, like, Amazon small, you're going to end up, like, a bunch of box of markers.
Yeah, watches and stuff.
Well, then why not go Amazon extra large?
Ooh.
Get, like, a house.
You can get pillows, though, with that. Like, who wants pillows?
Like, medium is the sweet spot, according to all the blogs of people that do this. Amazon medium is what you want.
So how much is that one again?
That's the $500 range.
Okay, we got perfect.
How much do we have total?
We have $525.
Okay. Let's go.
And if it ends up being like $560 or $570, go ahead and get that. And
yeah, we will.
Just cut you back with the $10, $20.
Man, guys, are you sure you don't want to?
Right now, no.
Okay, but there is options to reinvest.
Right now, sure. We're just getting the pallet. No, Scoop, we just got to get the one pallet because I'm...
Yeah, like Eddie said, we need to stick with the basics. One pallet.
Man, this is so awesome.
Yes, because we still have to do all the legwork of selling this to make the money.
Oh, we don't worry about that. That's no problem. That'll be done.
Worried about that.
We worry about everything with you now because you trick us.
Yeah.
When can we get this?
We can get it next week. They said, you know, we're open.
Can we do it by Tuesday's show?
Yeah,
on Tuesday's show.
So, I mean, we can go after the show Monday. I mean, I'm ready.
Okay.
I just need my driver.
You need your partner? Who has a truck?
Yeah,
exactly. The
not really a driver, a partner.
So I just don't know if he's available to go on Monday after the show.
We'll work it.
Or maybe we need to be right there when it opens. Maybe we need to buy it. And they just bring, they bring the forklift.
That's cool.
And they put it right in the back of the truck.
Jump on it. Lay it on Friday. But you're the only one. Find out what's up. Maybe we do that. If it opens at like 8 a.m. or something, we just go out there and have you ready.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why I let him get me excited because he just...
I know.
ends up crapping on it all.
It sort of is a little bit exciting. Heck, we're finally doing it. Amazon Medium.
Oh, I just got a text from a buddy and Chris. He said, I actually live near the pallet place. I've been. It is amazing. All right. That's sold
well,
me.
If your buddy says it, I'm in. All right.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
John Party stopped by the studio. Not only did he perform one of his recent songs, but he also performed a brand new Christmas song that's going to be on his Christmas album coming out soon. And it was so good. It felt so good to have the Christmas vibes going in studio. I'm so excited for that season. Not only that, he also told us he had a crazy infection, which is what caused him to cancel a lot of his tour, and a really funny story about what happened in the delivery room with his wife, Summer.
Number two. Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
John Party.
John, what's up, buddy?
What's going on?
Today's a big day because we got this song from you and Luke Bryan called Cowboys and Plowboys. Who's who? are you the cowboy?
Luke's the cowboy and all of it. No.
You can wear the cowboy hat.
Yeah, I mean, the point of the song is we're both kind of the same. It's just cowboys and farmers. Yeah. And it's a fun kind of just an anthem. Kind of style.
Yeah, no, I know. Just Batman and Robin, Cowboys and Plowboys. Luke
and Batman and Robin, that's right.
Luke and John, you know what I mean? So now do artists ever record songs at the same time together? Like go in the studio together?
He was there when we did the tracking vocals. Not vocals, where we tracked the song. He came in, he sang his scratch vocals.
Oh, you were there with him when he did it?
Yeah, he came in. But when the vocals, when you get like different studios for vocals, it makes it easier for everybody's schedule if they just do it. Well, you didn't do vocals together, basically. The final vocals.
Well, I remember on John's other duet that was massively famous called You Can't Say That in a Country Song with us, the Raging Idiots. We did it together because we respected the process.
That's what we do.
Hey, we did it together.
That's right.
I like doing it. I sang with Ronnie Dunn when we did the...
Amen.
Ronnie, old school.
Guy gets on American Idol. All of a sudden, Luke can't sing with people. You know what I mean?
I can't. I mean, Luke is very busy and it's hard to get a schedule.
I'm just kidding. I'm giving Luke a hard time because I can. Because I only can.
I know. We love Luke, but he's busy.
Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
John Party.
Good song, man. How long have you had that song recorded, and how long have you known that was going to be the lead single?
We had that recorded for Mr. Saturday Night. Mm-hmm. And
really?
Yeah. And it just didn't work out schedule-wise. And we thought we were going to do a deluxe thing, but since the whole, 300 song albums are coming out, we wanted to just maybe push it and build up. I don't want to do like a 37 track album, but I would like to do a 20 song album. I feel like that's a good playlist. I feel like it's a good length, a little longer than 14. So we're like, we'll push it to the next record. So that's what happened.
Wow. So you had that. That has to hurt a little bit to have a song you really love and you can't even put it. You can't put it on right now.
Yeah, it was tough because the songwriters were asking and Luke was wondering, but it worked out for Luke. Okay, I know duets are very popular, but Luke had By Dirt, and like so there was, it worked out to where it didn't get in the way of other duets that me or Luke had.
I think it's awesome. I think it's awesome that it came out now, but I just know if I had something amazing and I wanted to put it out, I would just be like, I can't put it out now. And what if I die?
Are
but
you,
then, what?
Are you, can you not hide gifts well?
No, I need to give it away immediately.
I'm saying, hey, yeah. you want a gift early?
Yeah.
I'm that guy.
I know, me too. And then I have to feel like I have to get another one because it doesn't count.
You want one on the day and the day before? Yeah,
got one for my wife right now for Christmas already that I want to give her today.
Just like Halloween present.
Because I would want to be like, I want to see you happy right now. But then I'm like, now I'm not happy because I got to get another gift for Christmas.
Yeah.
So, oh man, I forgot about that.
Sorry, I didn't want to bring it up.
And now he's going to keep it.
Now I know.
Now she's getting a Halloween present.
Yes.
Yeah.
How's everything at home?
Everything's great. Baby's growing. Summer's super mom. She looks great. Summer, like, been hitting in the gym really. She looks amazing. Presley's amazing. Everything's good. Guys are doing great. Everybody's healthy.
Have you seen a different side of Summer? Obviously you have, but one that you didn't quite expect. Now that she's like the mom and she's like taking a lot of responsibility there.
There's a little bit of psycho mom.
Oh, it's that part of it. I don't know the responsibility.
Very strict.
Yeah. Got it.
Now I turn into the kid like, okay, mom.
So she's strict to you too.
Yeah. I know. I was like, she put gave me rules. So, I haven't been drinking as much and being more there. So it's been... gotta be a pro dad because she's a pro mom.
You need a different name.
I don't mind it. It's entertaining for me.
That's
psycho.
That's the immature. Like I'm mad because she's telling me not to do something.
Right.
But no, she's a great mom. Mom.
We have, I'm just going to bail because we have John Party here.
So great.
We just world premiered the new single. And so we'll talk about the tour in just a second. But I know you guys have all your instruments. You didn't bring them just to look pretty. So could I ask then, could you guys play another new song maybe?
We're going to play the latest number one. So.
Yeah. Oh, wait, which one?
Your Heart and Mine.
Yeah, that's the newest one. I guess that's what I meant. The new one you haven't played for us on the show.
I have to go back in the memory log, and I don't think so.
I don't either, but if you have, then we're screwed. Because if you had, we'd just go like, we'll play it and act like you're playing it again.
Yeah, we haven't played that one.
Okay, here we go. Here's the latest number one from John Party, Your Heart or Mine.
All right, here we go.
Come on, you guys sound great. That was awesome.
So good. It's a vibe up there.
Yeah, your voice is so good, dude. Yeah. I don't know if it's getting better like wine.
Well, thank you. I've gotten a lot better.
Do you feel that because you've always been really, really great, and you've always been really aggressive too, like scary. You start singing, you're like, God, thanks.
I know. I get loud.
That's scary. But I mean, do you feel like you're a better vocalist now?
I'm being more serious with health. I was battling an infection for a long time, and I really had to learn the stuff, and it finally went
like
away.
Like a UTI?
No, close.
Okay.
I mean, it was a prostate infection. It was a weird deal.
Really? Oh, really?
Yeah, and it gets scary. You're like, prostate. And the doctor checks, old school doctor check, not fun. They teach you to be like, you need to straighten up, man.
Had to have that pretty recently,
like,
too.
What was the symptom of that?
Do we really want to get into
it? Okay, no. I just thought, I didn't know that was a thing. So
what?
Prostate infection.
I think anything can be infected.
Sure.
I have nipples. Can you milk me, Amy? So
it was like 12 weeks antibiotics.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, it was
How did you know you were sick?
Right.
It was hot.
Do you really want to know?
It was like I was peeing like I was 90 years old.
Yeah.
Well, like, what's that like? I don't know.
What?
When you try to go to the bathroom, it's hard to go. Okay. And it was weird. It was out of nowhere. And I was like, and you could get, there's like 600 like bacterias that could do it. And they're all like from weird stuff. I don't know. Weird life.
Okay? Yeah.
Wait, what? It just sounds worse and worse. It's just making it sound. I've had similar things. I had to go to the doctor and get the whole thing. And then he's like, sometimes you're lonely and there's a raccoon nearby. And you're like, wait, man. Wait, no.
Lunchbox is already looking it up. He's already looking at videos.
We're just happy you're healthy. All I was saying was your voice sounds really good.
Man, the road could be tough.
I know.
The pre-diabetes, I was pre-diabetic. Wow. I had an infection. It was like literally like I was falling apart. So I needed to make a change.
And all that, we're like, that's awesome. But then you made it sound weird with like, sometimes you do stuff on the road you regret. And we're like, no.
There's I was just saying, traveling, out there.
Get, it's, yeah. You know what?
I agree with you.
We'll just leave it
we're
up.
We're on the same side. You keep walking yourself into it.
I'm going to eat popcorn and watch the comments on this
exactly.
one.
Exactly. Okay. Here's the deal. Let me say this. We're going to come back with John. John Party's here, but also the Mr. Saturday Night World Tour is happening, and you know you're killing it whenever you have two different legs, and one of them's the North America leg. I mean, that's really great. You're going over. You're doing all the Europe stuff. You know, Germany. That's super cool.
We had to postpone Europe. Because of the stuff.
Mm-hmm. The record, yeah.
Is that what you say?
Now that the cat's out of the bag. Yeah. But we're going back in April. So we're still going to be the world tour.
Oh, you've had to postpone that whole... I saw you post that.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Well, I just said that.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, what? Save it for Bobby Bones. We got the grease got the here, exclusive. Man. We got the grease.
Okay, so you're still going to do all those dates, though. That's breaking news.
Yes, it was postponed, not canceled.
Breaking news. Okay.
I ain't back. I've been wanting to go to UK for a long time. The fans over there have been great, and they want me to come. I'm going over. I'm going to video myself getting on that plane and post it so there's facts that I'm coming.
Okay.
Okay, we believe you, though. We do believe you. There's no need to
post it. We
just got real serious.
Yeah, no, we believe you.
They bought tickets.
Anyway, let me say this, though. The North American leg still happening, though, right? Okay, I don't know, dude. Just go to John's page. Now I'm all confused. I don't know.
There's a lot going on.
Yes. We're going to come back because I want to hear Christmas. You're doing a Christmas. Like, I'm not wrong about that, though, right?
Yeah, we got Chris's album.
Still doing it, though.
Oh, yeah. Chris's show at the Beacon's going.
Making sure. I'll come back. We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
You never know. I don't know.
I'm trying not to get any more infections.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Me too. We all are every day.
Hey, they're everywhere.
They're everywhere all
the
time. You never know what happens on the road. We world premiered Cowboys and Plowboys earlier with John Party. He's here. He played his latest number one, Your Heart or Mine. And then I saw where you're putting out a Christmas record, which I think is super cool because of exactly who you are. I feel like there hasn't been a real... country, but still progressive country fiddle Christmas record in a long time. Why did you feel the need to do a Christmas record now?
You know, who doesn't love Christmas? I love Christmas, and my wife loves Christmas. Summer is like, November 1st, Christmas time. Mm. And we'd sit around and, you know, we just got that feeling of not having a Christmas record when everybody's playing Christmas songs was kind of really weighing me down. And we kind of had an opportunity to kind of do some more. There's always opportunity to do more things with the Christmas record these days, like a little, maybe a Christmas show or just down the road. So we're like, yeah, we're gonna do it. And we recorded it. It was me and the band. We did it ourselves. A lot of love. Like it was our first record we really recorded together. And we pre-production. So we got together and jammed the song. So this record's, I would say, mad out of a lot of love. And we did some cool stuff. We did a honky-tonk version of All I Want for Christmas Is You, the Mariah Carey version.
Yeah, I was going to ask how many of these are originals and how many of these are songs that you covered.
There's four originals, and we did two standards. We did Winter Wonderland, but kind of in the Ray Charles version, where it's kind of real jazzy. And we did Let It Snow, like kind of Dean Martin style. Just to have some standards. And like a lot of Chris's record had If We Make It Through December by Merle Haggard, but I wanted it to be a little more of like how I grew up. And I feel like everybody goes through some stuff, you know, some hard times sometimes in December. And so I recorded Counting Crows Long December. It's the last song on the Chris's record, and it's really like a cool piece just to have on a record.
Is that out? That part's not out. Will you send me that? Will you text me that?
I will. I'll send you.
That's like, I'm the biggest Counting Crows fan in the whole world, and I also am a mild fan of John Party, so I'd be curious to hear.
Hey, maybe I could turn to mild plus.
Yeah, text that to me after this. Hey, that's awesome. I didn't know that part of it.
Yeah, no, I wanted something that wasn't really Christmassy, but it talks about December because I've been in hospitals in December, you know, smell hospitals in winter, you know, it's just so many great lines. And I wanted to really kind of get out there. We did a reggae song. It's really cool. It's a very good Christmas record because we put our heart and soul into it. And we chose songs that weren't normal.
What's this song, Beer for Santa?
Well, that one's kind of self-explanatory. I'm like, it's really ground moving. Really reaching out there. What's this beer for Santa song?
Like, are you leaving him one? Are you saying only have one because you got to get back in the sled? Like,
no, oh, beer for it. Santa is just a fun kind of real kind of, I don't know, it's got a swing to it, a shuffle. And it just reminds me of something that, you know, it's just fun. Like, instead of Christmas cookies, he's leaving out a six-pack.
Got it. Yeah. But take it easy, Santa. You got a lot of work to do. Take it with you.
Well, but you'll hear in one of the coolest, they even thought about that because one of the lines that said, we all know that Rudolph does the driving.
Well, why don't you sing it then? I don't know to say it. Right, here he is. Here's John Party. Beer for Santa. Let's go. Oh, we'll clap for it. That's great. Thank you. Yeah. That was really, dang, you guys are really good at that. First time you played that, like, somewhere?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's a fun Christmas record.
October 27th.
A lot of upbeat stuff. Sorry, you know, I'm selling. No, you're good. A Christmas record.
I'm trying to tell them when. But how many songs are? Do you have any songs from it out now? The Christmas record. I know the whole thing comes out on the 27th.
The whole thing comes out pretty soon.
The 27th. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but we're not doing the whole. We're going to put a speckle out here.
Okay, no speckles.
Sprinkle here.
No speckles and speckles.
Boom!
All of it.
The whole Christmas.
God dang it! The whole thing.
The whole thing, man.
Okay. October 27th, the Christmas record comes out.
I'm gonna tell UMG, hey man, I told him the whole thing.
He said no speckles.
No sprinkles, man.
You're doing that show at the Beacon in New York City, which is really cool. That's like the best time to be up there too. Christmas, December 16th. Like, are you gonna wear bands wearing Santa suits or what? It's gotta be Christmas themed, right?
Oh yeah. I got a Christmas jacket already made. It sparkles. We'll have a 15-piece band.
Oh, come on.
Cool. It's going to be big production. I mean, we got two keyboards coming in before just to have the Leslie, you know, and honky-tonk piano. And it'll be a big production. Mm-hmm. It's basically our Christmas. It's our Christmas party, but we're having it in NYC. It's one show, our only Christmas show. And when I think Christmas for like a family to come or just everybody to come and party. NYC is very Christmassy. Mm-hmm. And it if nobody's experienced, I think it'll be a cool. And the Beacon's amazing. So
just so everybody knows, John's here. We premiered Cowboys and Plowboys, which we'll play again at the top of the hour coming up in a few minutes. We'll play in a little bit. But John's doing this Christmas show December 16th at the Beacon, and the Christmas album comes out October 27th. So you got a lot to promote. That's a good thing because that means things are happening.
Things are happening.
You feel happy?
Yeah, no, we worked real hard on the Christmas record, and I'm happy. Cowboys and Plowboys is out.
I guess I meant life.
Huh?
Like in life.
I guess I meant life.
In general.
Oh, yeah. I'm healthy. That's something to celebrate.
Yeah.
I'm super happy.
Okay.
Presley's happy.
Good. That's what I'm talking about. Like, your life has changed a lot in the last 2 years.
Yeah. No, it's everything's really good.
I like that.
And
you still have the old Bronco?
Still got the old Bronco. Still got the California Bronco. And that's just...
What year is that Bronco? Like 78 or something?
78.
Is that the first year of the newer body style?
They only made that... I can't talk. They only made that Bronco 2 years. It was 78 and 79. It's the big Bronco.
Yeah. So I have a 77. It was the last year of that old body style. Mm-hmm. And we love it. But it's just like, it doesn't drive as comfortable as like new cars.
Yeah.
So I'm probably going to sell it. You want it?
I'm good.
Okay.
Those
cool.
are a little small.
Just making sure.
Those are a little small.
What do you mean small? Mine's pretty big. Mine's jacked up too.
You'll be able to sell that.
Well, yeah, I know, but I was going to sell it to you for double since you're rich.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not say that it doesn't drive well.
No, it doesn't drive well compared to new stuff.
That's a good point, though. Don't leave with that.
No, they just be like, no, I drive like brand new. I just need a bigger
beer. Brand new in 1977. That's the point. So let me ask a question, John, since we were talking about this on the show. Did you, and if you did, would you recommend watching The Birth of Your Child?
Yes.
To both?
Yes. I watched the whole thing.
Oof.
But natural or C-section?
Natural.
Oof.
Summer pushed out Presley like 45 to an hour. It was pretty.
Oh, not bad.
Like, once you get used to it, it's not a big deal.
Mm, I hear you.
And you know, Summer appreciated it. Mm-hmm. I think so. You know, I held her hand the whole time. I was playing music.
So Santa it was a little... needs beer for Christmas.
I'm leaving beer for Santa.
like playing music on a, like a...
Bluetooth.
Like
yeah.
Okay, but not you.
He's rocking head over boots right next to her. She's having a baby.
It was a magical moment. Mm-hmm. And I used to think, almost like you, Bobby, like where I was like, I don't know, man.
That's how I feel now. My wife's not pregnant, but we're now talking about having kids.
Yeah.
And so it's, I just made the thing I don't want to watch. I'll put a curtain, like a full 7-foot curtain, stand on one side. But then we start talking about it on the show where I think Lunchbox, he likes to watch other people's on YouTube.
Yeah, that's
like,
weird.
That's a weird thing.
Yeah. I could see that.
Yeah.
For him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I thought I meant for you. I can send you a link.
No links. Good. You don't want any links. Okay.
But it's a special moment, and you're right. I was right there for Summer. It was, you know, once you see it come out, and I cut the cord, and...
You cut the cord, too?
Yeah.
Were you scared that you may cut it wrong?
No, I cut
or
that.
Or cut it too high?
Even the nurse is like, damn, you cut it good.
Did you measure twice?
No, I
just... You just went right at it.
Right in there.
But then do they have to cut it even shorter, though, after you're done, since you don't want to get too close?
Yeah, I let them do their thing.
Yeah, okay. But were you scared ever?
Scared? Oh, yeah.
Like the baby's purple, and you're like, oh, my God.
We had a awesome birth. There was no complications, and very thankful for that.
Mm.
That's the scariest thing is, like, when you get to the day, everything, there's so many things that could happen. And it went perfect. So I were very thankful for that. And I was glad I saw it. And I highly suggest, if once you're in the hospital, if you guys, you know, do the thing, you'll get used to it. And you might change your mind. Mm-hmm. Just think of me.
I will.
Playing music.
I don't want to do that. Okay.
The Bluetooth speaker is clutch if during birth. It's awesome. You can play whatever you want. You know, it just puts music in there.
Like, what kind of things were you putting on for her?
Well,
new Christmas
put on
record,
some George
obviously.
Strait, yeah. Put on a little Heartache on the Dance Floor. I was like, that's me. That's me, baby. And, you know, threw in a little lo-fi, mm-hmm. some chill, and then maybe some raps, you know, just kind of whatever you feel like at the moment. It's an intense moment. And then Summer didn't want to hear country anymore. And so I played her like the lo-fi she likes, where it's just kind of chill, no lyrics or anything. And then maybe some dinner jazz. I don't know. She's try to smooth it out. Yeah.
He's like, I don't know. I left. I don't know.
No, I was there.
I know. Okay, look, everybody, at John Party, a couple things. One, tickets. Can you get tickets to the Beacon Show? Are they already on sale? Already sold out?
It's half sold out. So
okay, go to the show. That's why I want to talk about it here. You can go to John's socials and find the link. Go to the Beacon Show, December 16th in New York City. We got a lot of listeners up there. You guys go watch that. Secondly, the album. The Christmas album comes out October 27th. And the new song, Cowboys and Plowboys, which we'll play again coming up in a little bit. And by the way, I'm super proud for you. October 24th is your Opry induction. That is really amazing.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
That's really amazing. Like, all seriousness, like, I'm super proud of you for that.
Thank you.
And that's cool. John Party, there he is. Good to see you guys. And let's clap him out of here. There he goes.
Yeah.
John Party, everybody.
Always a good time.
Thank you, guys.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number 2.
Possibly one of the funniest segments this week, hence why it is at number 1. All the show members had to get rid of something that their partner hates and wants them to get rid of. And you know, the best part was I didn't have to participate in this one because your girl is single. This may be the one benefit of being single is that I don't have to get rid of anything because nobody's nagging me to get rid of something that they don't like. But everybody else on the show brought one in from their partners and apparently it's all going to be burned someday soon. So hear what everybody had to throw into Scuba Steve's trash can.
Number 1.
All right, let's follow up with Scuba Steve.
It's time for
Scuba Steve Suggests.
The segment was find something old that your partner doesn't like and then toss it out, right?
Exactly. I have this backpack that I've been holding on for 9 years. Got a new one, but it has so many memories to me that I can't get rid of it.
Nine years, though.
I know. I was like, why do you keep holding a backpack you don't even use? I'm like, but I love this Disney backpack. Mm-hmm. So it's time to get rid of it.
You're going
to
get rid of it.
I will, yes. As hard as it is, I'm going to do it.
Is that trash can in here for all of our stuff?
This is for all of our stuff, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So
I'll play sad. Mine. Oh. Last night at like 9:30. I mean, we're in the middle of a TV show, and I remember I got to do this bit. And I don't want to do the bit because I love what I'm about to have to give away. And so we're just laying on the couch watching Invasion, which is a show on Apple TV. So I'm not sure how asleep we sound here. But this is me talking to my wife. Go ahead.
Okay, it's Bobby reporting live, snoring bulldog with my wife, the wonderful Caitlin. What's the one thing that I have that you wish I would throw away?
Have you already said what you think it is?
No, but whatever it is, I'm going to throw away.
You promise? Is that seriously it?
Why'd you get so excited?
Is that seriously it?
What?
Is that seriously the bit? You have to throw it away?
Well, it depends what it is.
Well, then that's not a bit.
Okay. What if it's not a bit?
Oh, that's stupid. So ask your partner what they want you to throw it away.
I'll throw it away.
You may or may not throw
what is it? I'll throw it away.
That's dumb.
What is it? I'm not throwing away the mirror ball.
Oh, I don't want you to throw away the mirror ball. I don't even see it.
Oh, okay.
You pinky promise you're going to throw this away.
Unless it's like no, Stanley don't Reller.
It's not Stanley Reller.
Pinky promise.
No crosses count.
Okay. What is it?
The Hogs shirt that has a million holes in it.
Dang it.
Sorry. See you later, Hogs.
Okay. I'll throw it away. I'll burn it.
Thank you.
So, it's a shirt I've had since 1999.
Wow.
And I wear it all the time, just mostly drive her crazy. It's a cutoff, and on the front,
oh, yeah.
It says it's this.
Oh, boy.
And on the back, it's eaten through as well.
That's a cool shirt, man.
Exactly. I've had this since, like, 99, 2000.
That's amazing. Wow.
And it was a T-shirt, and then I cut the sleeves off, and now I've been wearing this. This thing is long.
Don't throw that away.
I have to. That's the bit.
Oh,
dude, that's tough, man.
Should I wear it for more of the show, though, today?
Yes.
I feel like we need to have a moment of silence for it or something.
I think you should wear it just so you can get one last wear.
I love your shirt. No. Okay. End of the road. This is a little something.
That's
I'm throwing
sad.
The shirt away. There it goes.
In the trash can.
Trash can. Amy, what do you have?
Well, I didn't have anybody to ask necessarily.
Oh, I know what it is. Oh, no.
What?
So, but I saw something in my closet that I was like, okay, is it weird that I still have this? But then also, it may be not a good thing to throw away.
Yeah.
It's my bouquet from my wedding.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I thought it was going to be wedding bouquet.
No, you should throw it away.
You have to throw it away.
Why would you save that at all?
Well,
chunk it.
I feel like Ben even asked me why I was saving it all these years anyways, because it's not like he has the boutonniere or whatever that he wore.
Chunk it.
Or throw it, and then whoever catches it next one to get divorced.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good one.
That's terrible.
That's a great idea.
That's terrible.
Okay, that's a great idea.
But like, look, there's dust everywhere on it, and it's like, but this is 17 years old.
Get rid of it.
I mean, do you see the
chunk it? Why would you keep it?
Throw this away. Put it in the trash can.
Chunk it.
Amy, put it in there.
This also has nothing to do with my relationship. I just don't even know that even if I still was married, that I need to be holding on.
Exactly. Chunk it. 3, 2, 1.
Put it in there.
Chunk it.
Put it in there.
It is. Wow.
It's okay.
I also brought all my
wedding photos,
ribbons from when I was a kid. But
no, that right there. That's
good stuff.
You gotta get rid of that.
Yeah.
Lunchbox.
Well, sitting on the couch with my wife, I went with her and I said, "What do you want me to get rid of, man?"
Don't you dare say the Altima.
Okay. Well, I was not thinking that, but now that I am, that's a good answer.
Okay. What were you thinking?
That underwear, those boxers you have that have the golf like pictures on it. That's you want to see my wood?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
The silk ones. No, some chick gave those to me in college.
What? And you're still wearing them?
No.
Well, why wouldn't I?
Because some other girl gave them to you. Definitely get rid of those.
Chunk it. I've had these since my sophomore year of college, man.
Those are
like a 3-wood on there and a measuring tape.
Yeah. Okay. And 2 balls.
All right, thank you. Chunk it.
Hey! Touched it.
Eddie.
Oh, this is tough. I asked my wife, and she said, your cowboy shirt that you had for so long. I'm like, the one I wear every Sunday for all the Cowboys games.
That's your game shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have it?
You can't give that away.
Oh, no. There it is. That's what I know you as.
Listen.
That's your most famous shirt.
Wait, what's wrong with that?
Because it's old. I mean, it's easily, look, it's got holes in it. She didn't like it. It's dirty.
It stains.
I wore it to church the other day. She's like, do not do that. It was game day. We had a new game.
That's true. I forgot it was game day.
It was game day. I had to wear it.
Wow.
So I thought, too, maybe if I did this, it would change the...
I like
trajectory
that.
Of
Let's
the season.
Go. Yep.
Yeah, we'll see.
Chunk it.
There he goes.
Yes.
Oh,
we missed.
Wow.
I don't
know if that's a
what does
sign.
That mean?
Yeah, I know.
It's like Dak.
Morgan, you chunking anything?
I mean, no, listen, there's a lot of benefits of being married and stuff, but there's one benefit of being single is that I don't have to get rid of anything.
Yeah.
Good point.
Like, I have a lot of cool stuff.
Raymundo, anything?
Yeah, I texted my wife. I said, what's the one thing you hate that I wear or use or have at the house? And it was her honest to God answer. And she hates this pendant necklace that's a little bit too long. And I've worn it to every pool party. I would go to family Thanksgivings, Christmases, and she's like, dude, that thing is so out of style. All the little diamonds are kind of faded. There were never diamonds on it. I mean, I bought it maybe $40 at Pandora. It's maybe now $4. And she's like, I hate that.
Are you going to chunk it?
I'm going to have to.
Chunk it.
All right. He's bringing it in.
Went to a bunch of pool parties in that thing.
Wow.
These are like great memories.
You can't part with the pool party necklace.
Yeah.
Dude.
Okay.
There it is, in the can. Well,
should we have like
Mike? Did you have anything?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure we don't miss anybody.
Oh,
Mike,
man.
D.
So whenever I was first losing weight, I wanted to get cooler clothes. One of the first things I ever bought was this vintage T-shirt that my wife hates because it's really old and ugly and it has like dark pit stains. But I still wear it all the time.
That's kind
of
gross.
And she wanted me to get rid of it.
Yeah, I agree with her. It's the only one I'm like, yeah, I agree.
Chunk it.
Okay, boom. It's all chunk. Now, what do you do?
We're going to burn that?
No,
I got an idea. I just gave him an idea.
What?
eBay. Guys, people will buy this.
You burn it.
Yeah, we burn it, but not in the back alley.
Oh, guys, we're going to burn it?
Yeah, just burn it. Just burn it.
Burn it.
Burn it. Burn it.
Sell it.
Burn it.
We have to do codes and regulations, whatever that means.
It feels so weird.
I'm just saying that. We'll figure it all out.
It's not
gone forever. Amy, your wedding never happened.
It did.
And Arkansas never lost a game this season.
Right.
Cowboys are still going to win the NFC.
Yep.
No problem.
No problem.
Lunchbox has still got his wood. And then
Brett
Young.
What about Ray?
I'm thankful for
Ray.
Ray made it positive. Yeah. Ray's was positive.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
All right, y'all, that's it for me. I am in serious need of some rest after a whole lot of weeks of traveling. But I hope you guys go check out part one, part three, and any other best bits that you've missed out on, because it's all new content, especially with the show members. So be sure to check out everything. And thank you guys again for helping us hit 1 million downloads in a month. Crazy. I can't get over how awesome y'all are. So thanks for listening. Make sure you follow the show at Bobby Bones Show on all the things. And of course, at Webgirl Morgan. I'd love to hang out with y'all on social media too. So bye, y'all.
Yes, Bobby Bones.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.